listener production.
Hey there, Pip Mooney with you. First to Birmingham, where Australia is sitting top of the Commonwealth Games medal tally with another 6 gold added to our haul overnight. Ollie Hoare stunning the athletics world, becoming the first Australian in 64 years to win the men's 1500 metres.
Cheruiyot goes up. Here comes Ollie Hoare with a flashing run. I reckon he's going to get this.
Yes!
He's won it. He's done what Herb did in 1958. It's an extraordinary moment in Australian sport.
The race call courtesy of the Seven Network. Aussie lawn bowler Aaron Wilson also took gold, the 44-year-old ripping off his shirt and jumping into the crowd after clinching consecutive gold medals at the Games. Back home, and a Qantas plane at Sydney Airport has been forced to turn back because of a fire. Air traffic control alerted the pilot to smoke and flames coming from one of the engines just moments before the 737 bound for Noumea was about to take off this morning. No one was hurt and passengers have been moved to another flight while engineers investigate. To Queensland now, where a man has been charged with the murder of a 13-year-old girl near Mount Isa. A 52-year-old man is in custody, accused of allegedly driving at a crowd of people on Saturday morning, striking and killing the young girl. And a kick in the guts for Victorians who were locked out of the state during the border closure with New South Wales last year. The Andrews Labor government has rejected an ombudsman's recommendation to issue an apology and provide compensation to those who were rendered homeless for months. In sport, the Tigers have downed Port Adelaide to continue their run towards finals footy, jumping into the top eight. Damien Hardwick's men too good for Port, surging with a 7-goal third-quarter burst to set up the 38-point victory, while Geelong smashed St Kilda in the Knights' other match, 110-65. And round 21 of the NRL continues this afternoon, with Bundaberg playing host to the Cowboys and Bulldogs. In the late match, it's the West Tigers taking on the Knights, and the Wallabies have scored a 15-point win over Argentina in Mendoza.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.